This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver will soon stop providing shelter to migrants coming to the city if they have not already been processed by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The city said it's cooperating with new federal guidelines in order to be able to use federal funding to cover its shelter costs. Denver has spent almost $13 million offering shelter and services to migrants since December. The new policy takes effect May 8th. The real estate market is slowing throughout the state. CPR Sarah Mulhan reports on how the start of the spring home buying season is shaping up.
Across Colorado, higher interest rates are taking a bite out of the housing market. In March, the median price for a home in Denver County was down more than 12% from last year, according to the Colorado Association of Realtors. Prices were also down in Jefferson County. Meanwhile, the pace of sales has slowed significantly just about everywhere, including Grand Junction, Fort Collins, and Colorado Springs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Rockies Triceratops mascot Dinger was tackled by a fan while dancing at a home game this week. Now, Denver police are investigating the incident as an assault. They still have not identified the suspect who jumped from the stands and laid out the purple dinosaur mid-shimmy. The Rockies say the employee inside the Dinger costume was not injured. Their identity also remains a mystery. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's Science Friday. It is an overcast day across pretty much all of Colorado.